Summer feels good.
This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Good morning.
Ah, summer.
Summer's great, isn't it? And it is a heatwave week, so if you're not a fan of summer, it's really not a great week. You're not a massive fan of summer,
no,
are
I just don't like. No, I like the longer daylight hours. I just don't like the heat. I'm a sweaty person.
Need to go and move
like
to Norway.
No, I enjoy the coast. It's a beautiful place to live. I just, 36 on Friday. I'm not looking forward to that one.
No.
Might go to the movies and just see back-to-back movies and stay in the air.
That's a great idea, actually. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Is there a Lord of the Rings, marathon going
maybe
on?
Maybe. That's what you
each,
need.
Each one of those was
what's
like
what's it
going
to be today? What's today's temp?
Today's going to be sunny, tops of 32.
32 is still pretty warm. Well, look, hope you're having a good morning so far. Tuesdays, I find, are always a little bit difficult. Monday, you're full of beans. Tuesdays are just a weird day. Wednesdays is hump day. Thursdays is nearly Friday. Friday's Friday.
Yeah, it's
Tuesday's the odd one out, right?
It's a common theme here at the station that
we all hate Tuesdays. But we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got to talk about something that you said earlier this morning, and I just went, what? What's that about?
I know. And also, after 8 o'clock today, we've got some massive news when it comes to tickets.
Oh, yes, we've got some of the last tickets in town to a name who is huge, international name.
107.7 2GO.
Now, I want to talk about public theft. Mandy?
Why are you looking at me and speaking to me like you're my teacher?
Well, listen here, Colin.
You've got your teacher voice on.
You were late again. No. There's something that's going on in the States, and I actually applaud the Washington State Department of Transportation because they've got a little creative.
Oh, good.
Because, street signs,
you're talking about the big green ones that we have?
And
the big kind of...
But even just like street signs just say he's such and such street. It might have a funny name, like Bogan Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That sign's always going to get stolen. There's a street called Bogan Street. How many times has that been stolen?
Here's a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
My dad used to work for the council in Adelaide, the Salisbury Council.
Good on him.
And there's a street called Coolan Crescent.
Oh, no.
Yes, there is. After us. I don't know how he did it, but he talked to the people that
really?
Were... Really? Yeah.
Well, he just said to someone at council,
you need a street name? What about Coolan Crescent? And they went, actually, we're doing this little sub-development over here. All right, no worries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How fun's that?
I thought I was really cool because there's a street... My nan grew up in Penrith when it was still just a small little town in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And there's a street named after her family. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But now you've just got it named because your dad worked at council.
Yeah.
Much less cool. But anyways, it's public theft when it comes to street signs. In Washington State in the States, they've had a mile marker constantly being stolen on the highway.
So, what's a mile marker?
It's like,
it just tells you how many
50 Ks to this
place
or whatever. Yep. This mile marker is the number 69.
Oh, and that's why it keeps getting...
Exactly. It's been stolen countless times.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's costing them a lot of money. So they've decided to replace it with a mile marker sign of 68.9 miles.
Oh, that's...
I think that's creative.
Well, it's creative.
And I would see that as a motorist driving along and go, you know what? I know why they've done that, and that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
A bit of humour on your roads.
So when I was a teenager, I used to... Not steal. Yeah. I used to appropriate... So I wouldn't do the theft. Okay, let me just, I'm backing myself into a corner here.
Yeah.
In my bedroom as a teenager, I had a stop sign and I had one of those pedestrian crossing signs and I had a couple of witches' hats and I had one of those flashing light things.
What, was your bedroom under construction or something?
My mum would have thought so. No, I don't know. I just think every time we were walking down the park with our friends or whatever and we'd see some sign on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So somebody else has dismantled it. I didn't get up there with a screwdriver or a ratchet and dismantle the thing. It was just sitting around, roadworks or whatever.
You're like a bower bird of roadworks.
I know.
Just building this little nest.
But the kicker is Dad used to work for council.
Oh.
So he'd come in and go, you're not supposed to have these. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where'd you get these witches' hats from?
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a poor stop-go guy that doesn't have a sign.
Yeah.
And he's just there with his hand. And he's written stop on one side and go on the other. And that's all he's got.
107.7.
Over in the US, a Florida man was arrested, 37 years old. Nothing massively unusual about this case. He just had some drugs on him. He didn't stop at a stoplight. He had his windows were tinted too dark and the cops went, what's going on inside that car?
Yeah.
He tried to run off, resist arrest. You know, it's a common story, right?
Yeah.
What's not
you see it on cops.
You see it on cops all the time, right? What you don't see though is that the guy was arrested and put in the back of the cop car, and then they discovered that he was eating the seat, the cop seat,
the seat in front of him.
No, the seat that he was sitting on. the seat that he was sitting on, he was kind of picking it and eating it.
Yeah.
And they found this like giant chomp into the bottom of the, like the seat, the area.
Okay.
So then he was charged with, you know, damaging property as well.
Wow. Okay.
But it got me thinking, like, I'm thinking if you're going to eat part of a cop car, like if, never said that sentence before, if you're going to eat part of a cop car, wouldn't you go for the headrest? Or the armrest.
Well, I think naturally you'd go for something in front of you. This makes me feel ill, though, because there's this...
Think about how many dirty criminals have sat their butts on the back seat of a cop car.
Sweaty butt cheeks.
Gross. Don't eat that.
There was a woman in the States that admitted to eating like 3 couches over the last 5-10 years. She's addicted to the stuffing.
Oh, my God.
And she eats the stuffing.
The stuffing.
And it makes me feel really, I don't know why, but really gross and weird when I think about people eating things like that.
It makes me feel weird because in your mouth, you're imagining that sort of
the fluffiness.
Synthetic nylon-y.
The only excuse I'll give this guy, if he was in the back of the cop car and he's gone, you know what? I'll eat my way out. That's how I'll escape this.
Starting with this filthy seat. 107.7
2GO. Right now, I want to talk about America. America.
My daughter's in America at the moment. She's gone on a little exchange over there to do some study in a university in North Carolina.
How's she going?
She's going really well. I spoke to her yesterday. She's freezing, though, and I was on the beach, and we were chatting, and I'm like, oh, it's beautiful here on the coast. I'm walking in the water. It's gorgeous. And she's like, Mum, it was -4 when I left for university this morning.
No.
But she's having a great time.
Is she enjoying the land of the free?
She is, although they went to Washington, D.C., and because the government shut down, she couldn't go to any of the museums or any of the fun stuff in Washington. She just she said there was nothing for her to do. Like, it was really boring because all the Smithsonians were shut and all the other museums and fun things were all shut.
Yeah,
so,
all the government-run facilities closed. So
yeah,
the parks,
it's a very
everything.
Strange situation over there.
Yeah. So much for the land of the free.
Yeah, exactly. Free when I tell you.
Oh, you want to go to that national park? You can't go!
No.
And I think the land of the free, that whole kind of... Ideology is going by the wayside now, because there's a story out of Texas at a Walmart there, and I'm like, if you can't do what this lady has done at Texas in a Walmart, what's happened to the land of the free?
Well, can I just say though that Walmart is a fascination, right, for people that don't live in America. So my son, one of the first things he said to Coco, my daughter, was, have you been to a Walmart yet? Have you been to a Walmart?
What does
a Walmart look like? What's in a Walmart?
I'm married to an American, and I've gone to the States and met a family and gone to Hawaii and all that stuff. Look, a Walmart's pretty much just like a giant Big W.
Or a Kmart
or anywhere like that.
But does it have food as well as toys as well as furniture?
It's got lollies and stuff, but it doesn't have like your groceries.
Doesn't it?
And look, you can buy guns there because it's America and it's the land of the free. So
exactly.
That's pretty much a Walmart. It's not that exciting.
You just get your M&Ms and an AK-47 and off you go.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
But anyways, this woman in Texas at a Walmart, she got the police called on her because she was in the car park and she was doing some suspicious things.
What was she doing? Let's decide.
Well, she was riding around on an electric cart around the store.
An electric cart.
You don't like one of those electric...
so it's like a shopping trolley with like a motorized...
No, just like a motorized scooter thing. You know, you see the elderly on them from time to time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's riding around on one of those in the store and she's just seen some Pringles. She's opened the Pringles. She's having a few Pringles, having a great time.
Good.
Just right around the store.
Good.
And then she goes, you know what? I'm a bit thirsty. Pringles are pretty salty.
They are. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a problem. And she's seen the wine. She's like, you know, I'm going to have some wine.
Of course she is.
I don't have a cup. So what am I going to do? I'll finish these Pringles. I'll pour the wine in the Pringles can.
Fantastic.
She is hooning around a Walmart.
This is gold.
This is land of the free,
this
right?
This is exactly what it is.
She's hooning around a Walmart, drinking wine from a Pringles can. She's finished a little, drive around. She's gone to the car park. She's parked it there and she's just drinking the wine. They called the cops on her and the cops arrived and they banned her from Walmart.
See, she's no longer allowed to go. That's not the land of the free.
Exactly. If you can't drive around on an electric scooter meant for the elderly, drinking wine from a Pringles can in America, where can you do it?
Exactly. Get Trump onto this.
Especially at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. 107.7 2GO. We're an animal-loving show.
Well, we're a dog-loving show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a dog-loving show.
I've got a dog, Carter, the Australian Shepherd. You've got a dog.
Yep.
Frankie, they're great. But it seems that I have an experience in my life, I don't know if this is yours as well, where cat people that love cats tend to be a little bit
Crazy.
Well, yeah.
Let's just say it. Let's just come out with it. I've got a friend who's got a couple of cats and she is cat mad.
I was going to say peculiar. My sister's one of these and my mum as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They love cats. They love cats.
Oh, but it's odd that you're a dog man and you've come from a cat family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a bit strange. Well, we had a dog as well, but there's just lots of cats. I'll get to more on that later because there's one lady I think that might rival my family when it comes to cats. Mm. In the Silicon Valley in the States, there's a lady that has these two cats, Louise and Tina.
Louise and Tina.
Yeah, I know.
See, just side note, I love human names for animals. Like my dog's called Frank.
Yeah, I know.
And I love a human name. Like, you know, if your budgie's called Trevor.
Yeah.
Well done, you. Well done.
Especially when you're talking to your like someone at a cafe and someone might overhear you talking about how Lisa did a poo on the bathroom floor the other day. anyways. Oh, sorry, Louise. Louise and Tina.
Louise and Tina.
They're two cats. That's this great lady in the state, she has them. And she's a freshman at University of Southern Carolina and she can't take him into the dorms with her. And her parents can't take them because the cats fight with a dog and she's got nowhere to put these cats and she loves them dearly. So what she's done, she's got a friend that lives in the Silicon Valley. And they have this like extra space at the back of their house. There's no kitchen, but there is a bathroom and shower and all that kind of stuff. They were looking to rent it out. $1,500 a month. This student, I don't know where she gets the money from, but she said, don't rent that out to anyone. I need it for my cats.
She's rented a house for her cats.
$1,500 a month she is paying to have these cats stay at her friend's place. He feeds them daily for her. But then they just have they have a massive cat tree in there. Like it's $1,500 a month.
Hang on, what's in the house?
Oh, it's like
normal furniture.
Yeah, normal furniture with this cat tree thing that they climb, you know, like a scratching post, and then they just live in the house and have a great time.
That's just stupid.
$1,500 a month.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
That's a lot of money just to house your cats in a. Why have they got furniture and stuff in it? Like, that's. What do you mean?
They're cats, but she's gone to some big extremes for their cats, which is lovely. But I think,
too. It's not lovely, widow. It's crazy.
Well, she loves them.
She loves them, but she, like, come on. But,
look, I think I can't really comment too much about this because my family's a little cat crazy as well. All right?
Do they build rooms and rent them for $1,500 for them?
No. No, but they do have lots of different toys and cooling mats that they can lie
on. Cooling mats?
Yeah, and all this stuff. But here's the thing. My parents, my family, they don't just have two cats.
How many cats?
Well, they've got two indoor cats.
Oh, my God.
And they've got five outdoor cats.
Oh, no! You come from a crazy cat family.
I can't really comment too much about this lady in the States.
Just so you know, I just Googled how many cats makes you crazy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is good.
Okay.
So, look, yeah, we've got seven at my parents' house.
Seven cats?
Well, the five cats outside were dumped over the fence and they couldn't. They tried to sell them. They got them vaccinated.
Don't even stop. Yeah. At some point, did you go, oh, this is getting out of hand now. No. Like at some point did you think, oh, I should probably sit my parents down, have some sort of cat intervention and tell them.
Maybe.
That Dr. Google says as soon as you've got more than four cats.
Oh, no.
You're bona fide crazy.
Well, yeah, maybe my mum and sister are crazy cat people. But they couldn't let them go. They were going to be put down. The vet said, I've got nothing to do with these cats. I can't sell them.
No. I know there's always those reasons. I know that. But you can always find homes for them. Seven.
Yeah. Seven cats. It's a lot of cat food. Whiskers doing very well out of my family.
Wow. Summer feels
good. Summer. I love the outdoors. We love our
city. But I just love being out in the water. Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO. Summer
feels good. I get very perplexed when I hear about humans sweating the small stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many big things going on in our world, you know, there's trade agreements and wars and politics and big stuff.
So overthinkers.
Overthinkers, exactly. And look, a council over in the UK falls in this category of overthinking things. They've basically banned cheese toasties from being sold by, like, one of those food trucks.
Oh.
That's right? Cheese toasties.
I like a cheese toastie.
I love a cheese toastie.
Ham and cheese toastie, brilliant.
I know. Mm. I don't mind a little bit of tomato, although it does get a little soggy and a little hot.
It gets really hot. The water gets really hot. You can burn yourself.
Exactly. What you need to do is lie the slices of tomato on some paper towel first. Let it suck some of the moisture out.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Wow. I think we could do a radio cooking show. This is working. This is brilliant. Let's get some food in the studio.
Anyway, and people put all sorts of stuff in toasties, and we've heard some really interesting ones.
Spaghetti?
I know.
Yeah, they're good.
Tin spaghetti. Anyway, they basically said that you can have cold food and tea and coffee in this food truck.
Okay.
but the hot food is going to attract antisocial behaviour.
What?
So they reckon by selling toasty toasties that basically some, you know, motorbike gangs and youth terrorising people, the youth will be coming to get the youth will be coming to get the cheese toasties.
The youth are coming.
The youth are coming. Look out, everybody. Oh, the youth are coming.
I love it. I love it. Because if there's one thing I could see, like, you know, a bikie gang doing is hooning down a highway or something and just going, you know what I really want? I want a cheese toastie.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to burn you with that cheese toastie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what harm can be done with a cheese toastie? Really, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Unless you get a cheese toastie in the eye, of course.
Well,
that could probably hurt as well.
There's going to be protests about the lack of toasties.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. A cup of tea and a cheese toastie. It's great.
Mm.
That's a great combination. Cold food's going to go with a cup of tea?
Why isn't there a food truck here on the coast that does just toasties?
Just toasties.
Okay, and you know, because you know how the ice cream man comes
along. Park it outside the beery on a Sunday night, you'll make a killing.
Well, what about, like, you know, the ice cream man plays Green Sleeves, you know, like that song to attract people. You could have some kind of toasty truck here on the coast.
Yes.
A coasty toasty.
A coasty toasty.
There you go. Driving around doing toasties.
Oh.
Playing some, I don't know, some music.
What would it be?
I don't know.
Like, give us a call if you know what the theme music for the coasty toasty food truck would be. 13, 27, 10. Would it be Led Zeppelin? Or is that too harsh for a toasty truck?
Maybe. I think it's got edge.
Got edge?
Yeah, that could be good. Yeah. 13, 27, 10 if you want to suggest.
Get involved
a song
in this competition and we'll send you to the Mariners. What theme music for the toasty truck? Now, I just told you about a silly council over in the UK that have banned a food truck from selling toasties because they thought it would attract antisocial behaviour from the youth.
The youth. Scared of the youth.
They were
scared. Because they'll do anything for their toasties.
They will.
Yeah.
And they'll terrorise the neighbourhood just to get a toastie.
Bikies as well.
Bikies.
Driving around in their gangs looking for toasties.
Looking for toasties, exactly. So we were thinking about how good it would be here on the coast to have a food truck called the Coasty Toasty.
Mm.
And I'm surprised no one's done this.
Mm.
And seriously, when you think about how many kids pour out of the beery in Terrigal on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
That is exactly what they need.
Just get a bunch of toasties ready to go.
Ready to go.
Food truck.
Just plain cheese.
Yeah.
Even just plain cheese. Cheese and ham.
Cheese and ham.
I mean, you could do the vegan version. What's the vegan? You could have a
cheese
tofu.
And broccoli.
A tofu broccoli toastie.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go. That might work.
Not for me.
Not for me either.
Mm.
But you know what? We were thinking about how Green Sleeves is the music for an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
What would be the music for a cheese toastie truck? And Adam PM'd us on Facebook and suggested a song by Ween. Now, Ween is a band that was around in the 90s. You might remember this song from Ween. Do you remember this one?
I remember it. Yeah.
Everyone just went, who are these guys?
I had it on a compilation album,
Who are these troopers, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently, and I've never heard of this one, Ween has a song called Where'd the Cheese Go?
Where'd the cheese go?
Imagine this coming out of a food truck, though.
I think this would work.
It
would really, really work. It's a deep
Adam,
bass
you're a
in there
genius,
and stuff.
Mate. Yeah, you're a genius. Yeah.
Look out for the coasty.
Let's have a listen.
Where'd the cheese go?
Excellent.
Look out for the coasty toasty truck coming soon.
Brilliant.
107.7 2GO.
Join the conversation on 13, 27, 10. We can send you along to catch the Mariners tomorrow night as they take on Melbourne City. Support your club. Believe, belong, be at the game. For tickets, head to ccmariners.com.au.
So you said something this morning and I thought, really?
Mm. You were very surprised
by
this.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so you live on the Central Coast.
I do, yeah.
One of the most beautiful parts in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many amazing, beautiful beaches.
There are.
I mean, I was at Pearl Beach on the weekend with my sister who was visiting from Adelaide, and I was looking out just going, this could be Greece. This could be anywhere
That's
in the world. Like,
beach.
It's a beautiful
beach. Yeah, it's very
Putty
nice.
Beach, another beach I discovered over the holidays.
Yep, Shelley Beach.
Shelley
beach,
beach is great.
Yep. But I'm not a huge fan of the beach.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning.
I said this morning, and you were like, "What?
What do you mean?
How can you not like the beach?
How can you live on the Central Coast and not like
the
beach?
I love the beach, but kind of
not walking
back
on
a little bit. No, walking on it's fine. But you know when people go, "Hey, it's summer. Let's go down to the beach."
Yeah.
I just think hot, burning sand, overcrowded, Like, I look at people that go to the beach this time of year and they just lay on a towel and get burnt. Like,
That's me.
Is ridiculous. Why are you doing that?
You don't get burnt. You go for a swim and then you dry off and lie on your towel and dry off in the sun.
I think it's just frustrating and it's just annoying. Like, Shelley Beach is great.
Is it the sand in your crevices that you hate?
Sand gets everywhere. It gets in the car. It's like, and you got to shower afterwards.
Oh,
and
you've got to shower afterwards.
Like, it's just everywhere. It's all over you.
Thing.
It gets in places where stuff shouldn't be.
That's just part of the deal, mate. That's part of the embracing of the beach.
Shelley Beach is great. The cafe there, you can sit there and enjoy the beach. I love looking at the beach. I love looking out at the ocean. It's brilliant. You mentioned Pearl Beach. That's another great one. Had a great burger there from the cafe there. Enjoyed the
beach.
It's
all about the food when you go to the beach.
Yeah, well, no, maybe. But look, and here's the thing, though, and I've learnt this over this summer. I'm not alone with this because I don't usually say this. I don't come out and say this. Because people like yourself get really passionate and judgy about it.
It's true. When someone says, I don't like the beach, I think I do judge. Alan, our producer's in the studio at the moment. Do you judge people that say they don't
Hell
like
Hell yeah.
Yeah, see?
I'm left really confused. I've got like 50, 100 friends here on the Central Coast, and you're the only person
that doesn't like
who hates
the beach.
Yeah. Look, hey, actually, I prefer it probably wintertime when there's no one there and I can walk along the beach and it's great. It's calm.
When was
enjoy
the last
it.
Time you put your feet in the ocean?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago when I was in Foster Tunkari.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
how nice
different.
Is it, though? You get the negative ions and you get that beautiful rush of serotonin or whatever it is.
But here's the thing. I want to chat about this because it was only yesterday here in the office I was talking to someone about this and they said, I'm so glad you said that because I hate the beach as well, but I can't tell anyone. I can't even tell my wife. He went to Avoca the other day, had a terrible time, hated it.
Well, he hasn't told his wife that he doesn't like the beach.
He didn't say anything to her because he didn't want to be that killjoy and he didn't want someone to be really passionate in his face about it, saying, how can you hate the beach? He just doesn't like the beach.
Does your wife know that you don't like the beach?
Yeah, she knows I don't like the beach.
Now we all know you don't like the beach.
I've met a couple of people already this summer, about four now, that said they don't like the beach and they're afraid to come out and say it because of people being judgy about it.
All right, well, I'm going to hold my judgy. Judge Judy's just going to go back in her box for a minute and we'll create a safe space for people who would like to call and say, hi, my name's Michael Whittington. I don't like the beach.
It's okay not to like the beach. It's okay. 13 27 10.
All right.
Call right now.
No one's going to call. I bet you anything no one's going to call.
They
not
will.
One, not one
there
person.
There are people that live on the coast that don't like the beach in summertime. It's too hot. You burn yourself.
Anthony, hello.
How you doing?
Okay, go for it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm there with everything you said. I agree with. I don't understand why on a 40-degree day you'd want to go and sit in the beach on the sand. The only part is, on a 40-degree day is being in the water. Once you're out of the water, I just don't get it, mate.
Thanks, Anthony. Thank you.
Anthony, that's awesome.
Any day over that.
Okay. Well,
thanks,
we're sending
mate.
You to the Mariners, mate. Thank you for that. Alicia from Point Clare, welcome. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys too.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, are you someone that doesn't like the beach as well?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Ah, see?
Alicia,
see,
that's disappointing, mate.
I love looking at the beach. I like, looking at the ocean, hearing the waves, all that stuff. Love the water, but not the beach.
Thank you.
Wow.
See?
Okay.
See? And is sand a major factor there?
Yeah, I've got an ankle that I broke 20-some years ago. And I find it very difficult to walk on the sand because I keep twisting my
ankle. That's a legitimate reason. I'm not going to tease you about your old broken ankle. We're going to send you to the Mariners, though. Stay there, Alicia.
There's two. There's two that don't
well,
like it.
Apparently there's more. We're going to Swansea now, up north. Neil, hello.
Yeah, how you going, Noel?
Good, mate. So, not a beach lover.
I love the beach. That's what I can understand. Like, if you live on the ocean, you got to respect it and everything. It's beautiful.
Exactly, yeah, mate. It is. Aren't these people weird?
What? Well, I can't understand this. You know, like, you used to ride me horses out there as a kid. You have topless girls and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, topless girls. That's why you love the beach, Neil.
I don't know what beach Neil is hanging out with horses and topless women.
Horses and topless women. Sounds like a good beach, if I'm honest, Neil. Let's finish up with Deb, who's at a beautiful beach in Yamina. I love going to the Yamina with my dog, Deb. It's a beautiful flat beach to walk on. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Oh, Mandy, it's when those people run past and they stick sand in my face and I chew it for 4 days later. It's disgusting.
There you go.
Look,
actually,
it's filthy.
You raise a very good point there, Deb. I haven't thought about this, but I remember being a kid eating like sandwiches on the beach and there's sand in your sandwich and you're chewing it.
It's all part of the experience.
No.
It builds resilience, guys.
No.
Still can't eat Devon and pineapple sandwiches to the day because just the thought of it makes my ache.
Because of the sand factor. But you live in your minor, so what, you never go to the beach?
No, I look at it, I walk on top. See? If we had a little bit more grass and a couple of trees up the top, like down in, you know, that Wollongong area.
Yeah,
but it's a beautiful place, but honestly, the kids know. My kids are 20 and 26, and they say, stay away from Mum, move away from Mum with the sand.
Do not kick sand in Mum.
No, do not go near Mum.
Yeah, and you're always going to end up sitting next to that person that flicks their towel when they get up to leave the beach.
Oh, you do. Righto, Deb. We're going to send you to the Mariners. Thank you for ringing and confessing, and happy new year, my love.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Alone. See, I'm not alone. Okay. I'm a coastie that doesn't like the beach. 107.7,
CGO. Here's a weird one for you. A woman over in China's developed a bizarre medical condition. So she said she could hear some ringing in her ears and she went to sleep that night, woke up, couldn't hear her boyfriend talking.
Okay.
Could hear other people talking, women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not her boyfriend.
Does her boyfriend have like a strangely high-pitched voice?
No. Okay. She went to the hospital and bizarrely she could hear the female doctor's voice perfectly, but when they brought a male doctor in, she couldn't hear the male doctor.
No.
This is true. This is actually true. It's absolutely true. The doctor said, the throat specialist, the ear, nose and throat specialist said, she was able to hear me when I spoke to her, but when a young male patient walked in, she couldn't hear him at all. I've diagnosed her with low frequency hearing loss.
Okay.
That's, so she wasn't getting enough sleep. Her body was under stress. So it was kind of all just...
So what does a partner do now if he can't communicate with her? That's going to be a bit awkward.
I think they treated her.
Okay.
But I kind of like the idea of developing this sort of maybe momentarily, you know, like just, I didn't hear you. I had that condition called, what is it? Low frequency hearing.
Possibly. I think a lot of people have this. I think men have this as well, though. I think
men have selective hearing.
No, I think it's just called being married. Both women and men have this when they're married.
What?
You know?
Sorry, I can't hear you, widow. Yeah, what are you saying?
Well, thanks very much. 107.7 2GR.
Phil Collins, Not Dead Yet Live, January 22nd, Sydney's Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
Next Tuesday night at Kudos Bank Arena, you could be there watching Phil Collins, his world tour. And I tell you what, we've got the last tickets in town to this, but what you do need to do is lose someone's number from your phone. You have to tell us who that person is. We'll pop you in the drawer, and then on Friday, we'll call someone back, and they have to call that person and say, I'm deleting you from my phone.
You're gone.
All right, let's go to the phones and see who we've got here. We've got Phil from your minor. Hello, Phil.
How you going?
Fabulous. Who would you lose from your phone?
Well, I'd have to lose my ex-fiancée.
Your ex-fiancée. Now, Phil, what's your relationship like with her?
We're still on very good talking terms and whatnot, so I think she'd see the funny side.
Okay. But what would happen if you deleted her number? Like, you know, you're happy to let go of that one?
Well, yeah.
Just become.
Wow. Okay.
Text her on Facebook or something.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Phil, thank you. You are in the draw, my friend. We could be calling you back on Friday. Stay there. We'll go to Hamlin Terrace now and the lovely Monique. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Monique, who would you like to lose from your phone or who are you prepared to lose from your phone?
Alex Horton.
Oh. You're gone, Alex.
You gave the double name. Why are you getting rid of poor Alex? What's he done? Or she done?
She done.
Yeah.
Was an ex-gum friend that I worked with.
Okay.
Haven't spoke to her for a little while, so.
So what would happen if you called her and said, I'm deleting you from my phone?
I'm not sure, really. You might get a bit of a mixed reaction.
I love this, Monique. I love that you're prepared to do this. This is awesome. Well, you're in the drawer as well, so we could be finding you back on Friday, so make sure you get your phone close by on Friday, all right?
Thank you very much.
No worries at all.
All right.
This is evil. I love it.
Another chance to get on the draw on tomorrow's show. 107.7 TGO. Man, you've ever had a bad experience while travelling on a plane?
Oh, I think a lot of us have. I think most of us have. Really, just travelling on planes can be a bad experience. Pretty cramped these days. The leg room, you know.
I had to fly standby once when the airline stuffed up with my connecting flight when I went to the States.
Oh.
And just sitting there waiting in the terminal to see if your name's going to be called to see if you can get on a plane. Ugh. It was just really annoying. And we didn't know if my wife and I were going to get on the same plane or not. Like, it was a pretty, like, weird experience.
Mm.
But there's one family from the UK that's had an even crazier experience. I actually don't think that they were allowed to do this. But they were flying home to, is it Menorca?
Yeah, Menorca, is that in Spain.
Spain, yep. Okay. They were flying from the UK home to Menorca.
Mm.
And they, you know, they got to the airport, they checked in and they got their seats.
Yep.
And, you know, they got onto the plane. They were looking for row 41, D, E, and F. But when they got there, no seats.
No seats, no, as in where they didn't exist?
Where the seats were meant to be. Absolutely no seats.
Seats.
Just nothing there. Just a blank space.
Just floor.
Yeah, just floor. So they were thinking, well, what's going to happen here? We've booked in. We've got the tickets. The tickets are here. We're on the plane. What's going to happen? So the cabin crew said, there's one seat. We'll give that to your daughter. So there was a girl aged 10 and then the parents. And the parents had to sit on the flip-out seats that the cabin crew sit on.
Nice.
You know, like those temporary seats? They said, you can sit on that. You can still fly. Your daughter will be safe. No worries. But then during the flight, the crew had to serve the meal and get all the duty-free stuff from the cabin crew area.
Oh, yeah.
There was nowhere to put them. So they sat on the floor where their seats, their original seats, were meant to be for the rest of the flight.
Look, if you're thinking your flight's bad, just remember these people, right?
Yes.
Sitting on the floor.
On the floor.
So how did they even eat their little meal?
Well, I don't know. There was no pull-down tray.
There's no pull-down tray.
There's no tray or anything.
No safety card.
Just
no
crossing
oxygen
the legs.
Mask.
No picnic blanket.
No little blanket.
Yeah, it was pretty full-on. So they took photos of this, and it was a good reason too, because the airline later tried to deny that this happened.
Oh.
And they said, no, we've got pictures, and now there's a full investigation happening.
I hope they refunded them.
No, they originally offered them a $30 refund, and then they showed them the pictures and said, okay, no, we'll give you a $2,000 refund.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? I kind of think it would be fun to sit on the floor in a plane. Like, it would be better than sitting in those cramped little chairs, don't you think?
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, I'm a small person, so maybe I can say that. If you're a tall person like our producer, Al, who's giant, like he's 2 metres something or other, you know, that might be a bit less comfortable. But I could sit cross-legged.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Stress your feet out.
Have a lie down.
Have a little lie down, curl up in the corner. I think I'd prefer that.
You just see when the cabin crew come through when we're preparing to land. Please fasten your seatbelt, put your trays in an upright position, and move your seats forward. And you're just sitting there cross-legged on the floor going, love?
Yep.
I got none of that. I'm not doing any of it.
Oh, except for you. Don't worry about your seatbelt. You're just going to roll around like a Jeffer on the floor.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Join the conversation 13 27 10, and we could send you along to help with the school holiday survival guide. Hoyts Cinema, Erina Hoyts Cinemas.
That was really awkwardly said. I'm just going to call you on it, man.
Thanks,
that was a real mouthful. Let's just say we're going to send you to the movies.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah. It's home to the school holidays with selected movie sessions from just $10. Now, I was cleaning the car the other day. You know me, I'm a bit of a neat freak, a bit of a clean.
Just a bit.
Yeah. I get it.
You came into work on your holidays to clean the fish tank.
Yeah,
I mean, that sort of encapsulates things.
I know. I like things to be neat.
You're a neat freak.
But I was cleaning the car the other day, and it's the car that my wife predominantly drives. And I found something, and I was like, what is this doing here? I've never seen this in my entire life with my wife. I've never seen her use one of these. I don't know what it's doing in the car.
What was it?
It was a shoehorn. And it's completely random, like a little shoehorn about 15 centimetres long.
Yeah.
It was just under the seat. And I was like, what is this one? And I went inside and I said, is this your shoehorn? Like,
is this your shoehorn?
Why do you have a shoehorn? And it gets even weirder than that. She goes, it's not my shoehorn.
What?
It's not her shoehorn.
She'd never seen it.
So I think we bought this car secondhand years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was the previous owner's shoehorn that's just been in the bottom of the car, and
you've
I haven't found
all these years. Inadvertently
bought
a shoehorn.
Well, I got a car and a shoehorn.
Buy the car with a bonus, but wait, there's more.
But who uses a shoehorn anymore? Like, I haven't seen a shoehorn since I was a kid and my nan had
one. My nan and my grandpa had a shoehorn, and it had this weird long handle on it. And I can kind of understand maybe if you've got arthritis or something, you might find a shoehorn handy. I don't know anybody that uses a shoehorn.
But see, those shoehorns are long. They're like a metre long shoehorn, so they can't bend down. This thing was only, you know, 15 centimetres
long. How many times do you reckon we've said shoehorn in the last minute and a half?
It's just a great word.
It is a great word. And shoehorn. Is it something that's disappearing from life? You know, I mean, are people going to know what a shoehorn is in 10 years, or is this one of those disappearing technologies?
There's probably some kids listening right now. What's a shoehorn? All right, well, 13, 27,
look, just 10. For anyone that might be listening that doesn't know what it is, it's just a thing that helps you get your heel into a shoe, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You kind of place it on your heel and it kind of, I still don't even know how to do it.
Well, you just put your heel,
How come the shoehorn doesn't get stuck in the shoe then?
Because it's slippery and hopefully you're wearing socks and it just slips through.
Right, okay. So,
anyways, look, does anyone on the coast still use a shoehorn?
Is that what we're asking?
Well, I mean, I honestly, when I picked it up, I was like, what is this doing here? It's the most foreign object I've seen.
I can't believe you got a bonus shoehorn with your car. All right, if anybody on the coast is still using a shoehorn, give us a call. We'll send you to the movies.
13, 27, 10. And Elon Ford, if you're selling cars these days, maybe give a shoehorn
Shoehorns.
Away. Shoehorn away. It helps out. 13, 27, 10. Do you use a shoehorn on the coast?
Glenn from Greenpoint's giving us a call. Hello.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Do you know what a shoehorn is?
I do. And it's funny. We're at Christmas, sitting down having Christmas lunch this year.
Yep.
And my wife and I were sitting there with the family and that. We're opening the bonbon things and now pop. Plastic shoe
on. From a bonbon.
Yeah, and I said to my wife, you and hell uses plastic shoehorns anymore.
Not yet.
My sister-in-law was there with her partner, and he says, I still use them.
Wow.
So he got about four of them out of the bonbon.
Right, so he can leave one in each car, one in the bedroom, one in the bathroom. Fantastic, Glenn.
Wherever he wants to leave them.
Wherever he wants to leave them. He's got one in every room. I love it. Michelle from Baddow Bay.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Have you got a shoehorn?
Yes, we do.
Have you? Who
well,
uses
hang on,
it?
We. It sounds like you're sharing a shoehorn.
Are you sharing it?
Well, actually, yes, we are. It's actually my mum's, and it's very useful for her to help my son put his shoes on before school.
Wow. So the kid's using the shoehorn as well.
That's right.
It's one for the whole family, Michelle. Thank you so much. This is a revelation to me. Let's go to Tascot. Bev, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. How many shoehorns do you have?
I have two. I have a small one in my handbag and a large one at home.
Wow. One for when you're on the go and one for at home.
I believe that's the travel size.
Is it an everyday thing that you use, Bev?
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for giving us a call this morning. Lovely to hear from you. We'll finish things off with Teresa in Carryong. Now, Teresa, you work in a shoe shop. Do you have a shoehorn that you use in the shoe shop?
We have two and they get used regularly.
Wow. Describe them for me.
They're, I don't know, about 10 centimetres long and they're silver and what looks like a fat spoon, really.
Is it metal or is it plastic?
Metal.
It's a metal shoehorn.
That's the best description of a shoehorn I think I've heard. It just looks like a giant spoon.
Like a weird giant flattish spoon. Teresa, so you find it easy to help fit people's shoes with the shoehorn?
They do it themselves.
Okay.
There's often our older clients that need it. But regularly have to get shoehorns out.
Well, what a revelation this is. Fantastic. We're going to send you to the movies. We've got a family pass for you to go to Hoyts, Teresa. Stay there.
Yay
for you. Have a lovely day. People are using shoehorns. This is fantastic.
I just, no more shoehorn chat now.
No, but should you take that shoehorn home and give it a go and let us know how you go.
I actually think I threw it out.
No, weirdo.
I did. I threw it out. Or I recycled it. It's in the recycle bin.
Get it out of the recycle bin and I want a report tomorrow on how the shoehorn went.
Yes, ma'am. 107.7 2GO. Mandy, there's been a lot of news. About late last year, maybe November time, when housing prices were dropping in Sydney at a huge
rate. Starting to flatten out. The market was definitely starting to flatten out.
Well, they've dropped almost, I think it was 8% or something I read. So
Not on the coast as much, though.
Yeah, not too bad on the coast.
The coast hasn't dropped as much as Sydney, that's for sure.
But everyone's talking about it because Melbourne's dropping as well, and they're saying, is the bubble bursting? And it's almost like they need a superhero to come along and save things.
Oh, I love what you did there.
Because
clever widow.
That's what's happening in Byron Bay. Thor lives there. Chris Hemsworth.
The celebrities love Byron Bay. You've had a bunch of celebrities that have either moved or visited Byron Bay over the years. I mean, Matt Damon loves it.
Yep. Natalie Portman.
Oh, yes, she's another one.
Yep.
Do Nicole and Keith have a property in Byron?
We'll give them a call.
Probably.
We'll give them a call
Them a call, yeah.
But here's the thing. He's building this huge house there. So he bought it for $7 million in 2014. It's 4.2 hectares. And he's spending $9 million doing it up. It's been compared to the size of a shopping center.
$9 million.
A small shopping center. It's got a couple of pools and all. It's absolutely
huge. Why do you need two pools?
But see, the thing is, people have been ragging on him saying, you know, you can't build this thing there. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But it's helping the area. It's driving up house prices in Byron Bay because of the not only national attention it's getting, but international attention too.
Right. So other celebrities are going to come and build their McMansions there as well.
Exactly. So now, get this, the median property price in Byron Bay, $1.75 million.
That's the median.
The median price.
Wow.
So
Byron Bay is no longer for the hippies. Remember years ago, decades ago now, where you could just like be a little hippie, vegan, who loves yoga and lives in a tent?
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore in Byron.
No, it's too expensive.
It's very
Thor's
fancy
there.
Now because Thor's there.
So if you can somehow convince, you know, some kind of Marvel superhero to come live next to you here on the coast or in Sydney.
I'd take the Hulk.
You take the Hulk?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Every day of the week.
Oh, I thought you... What's that Idris... what's that guy's name?
Idris.
Idris Elba. He's a Marvel character.
I know. He's
him
hot
living
too.
Next door to you. There you go.
Okay, one on either side.
107.7 2GO.
Make sure you're a club member, 2GOFM.com.au.
It's a really good idea to do this, right? And we don't fill your inbox with spam. It's all about giving you good deals. It's all about you telling us what kind of music you like
You can win some cool stuff as
really cool stuff.
Yesterday, club captain Al called Stacey.
Oh.
She won...
Imagine Dragons.
The Imagine Dragons in Rio. Have a listen to her. Stacey, you and your daughter are going to Rio. Congratulations.
She kind of wet herself.
Yeah. Now, that's one happy customer.
Absolutely.
So.
And all she did was join the club. So do it. Just jump online and do it today. Pretend you're working. I mean, we're all bludging. We've only just gone back to work. So
it doesn't take long, too. And look, tomorrow someone's going to win the chance to go to the Queen Museum in Switzerland.
Oh.
And then Friday, someone's going to win tickets to go see Elton John in Las Vegas.
See, that would be awesome too.
This is really nice.
Never been to Vegas.
So sign up right now, 2gofm.com.au. It's been a big show. You can catch up, download the 2GO app or 2gofm.com.au. Talked about shoehorns.
I mean, shoehorn chat was the highlight for me, widow. I'm not even going to lie. And tell everyone what your text message said from your mum and dad.
Well, mum's listening at the moment. Hi, Jan. Hi, Jan. And basically, she pointed out that both my mum and dad use shoehorns.
And you didn't know?
I didn't know.
You didn't know that you were a shoehorn family.
Dad has a really long shoehorn that helps him put on his RM boots.
I don't think she should be telling you how long his shoehorn is.
It's 2GO. We'll catch you tomorrow from 5:30. Summer breakfast with Mandy and Widow. Bye.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.